Welcome to the Philosopher's Notes podcast, where Brian Johnson shares one of his 1,000-plus favorite big ideas from notes on 100 of the greatest self-development books. Today's big idea comes from Dan Millman's great book, Body-Mind Mastery.
The moment of truth is now. Quote, freedom from mental distraction equals power. Olympic champion weightlifters not only have powerful bodies, they have powerful minds. The same quality of attention free us, in the moment of truth, from any thought of self-concept, criticism, or fear. Body-mind masters eventually come to the realization that this, in every moment, on or off the field, is the moment of truth. End quote. That's fantastic. Some strong statements are packed into that little paragraph. First, freedom from mental distraction equals power. Do you think an Olympic weightlifter would be an Olympic weightlifter if only his or her body was strong? Of course not. It takes an incredibly strong mind to train like an Olympian, and perhaps an even stronger mind to shut out all the fear, doubt, criticism in the moment of truth, allowing all of one's power to come through in their performance. Amazing. Of course, the same holds true with us. Are you free from mental distraction throughout your day? Whether it's at the gym where you can meander through a workout or intensely focus your energy, or in the car driving your kids to school where you can be fully present or distracted, or in the office, of course, where you can choose between presence or distraction. Freedom from mental distraction equals power, Dan says. Begs the question, how's your power? How free are you from mental distraction? I love this thought too. He says, body-mind masters eventually come to the realization that this and every moment, on or off the field, is the moment of truth. The moment of truth isn't about the championship game. It's about this moment, and this moment, and this moment, and each moment gives us an opportunity to be fully present and fully alive as body-mind masters. Or, of course, not. Makes me think of the Greek word arete. The word literally translates as virtue or excellence, but has a deeper meaning, something closer to striving to do your best moment to moment to moment. The classic Greek philosophers like Socrates and Plato and Aristotle said that happiness was the essence of life, and that if we want to live with happiness, we need to live with arete. How? Make this moment your moment of truth, and this moment, and the next, and the next. We do that, and there's no room for regret, anxiety, disillusionment, etc. So let's free our minds of distraction, fully show up in this moment, and flex our power.